Dr. Anthony Fauci may be exposed now for lies. Do you remember when he told us that there was no gain-of-function research that had been funded by the U.S. at the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Remember that? I do. Well, it turns out there actually was. And now we know it. And now the NIH is admitting it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. Just a reminder that today's broadcast, portions of it, are brought to you by Immunity Armor Gold. It's the most advanced immunity-boosting formula you can get in one product. Go to ImmunityArmorGold.com and use promo code TRISH10 to get 10% off. That's ImmunityArmorGold.com, promo code TRISH10. So Anthony Fauci made a very, very big point of saying that, no, there had been no funding, no U.S. taxpayer dollars were going to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function research. In fact, that's exactly what he told Congress back last summer. Listen.
I will repeat again, the NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Did you hear that? He absolutely, categorically said it didn't happen. And yet we're getting information from the NIH itself now that sent a letter to Congress this past week saying, oh, actually, that's exactly what he did. Or we did. Just a reminder, however, this is what Dr. Fauci was still saying when Dr. Rand Paul had given him the opportunity to correct himself in a Senate hearing. Listen.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function.
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially, you do not know what you are talking about.
Okay. Except it seems that maybe it was Dr. Anthony Fauci that did not know what he was talking about. Let me share with you from that letter. The NIH sent a letter to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce acknowledging two things, two facts. One was the EcoHealth Alliance. Remember I told you about EcoHealth Alliance? That was the nonprofit group that was funding really aggressive forms of viral studies, including gain-of-function research so that they could learn more and hopefully prevent the outbreak of really infectious diseases. Well, they had gotten a lot of money from U.S. taxpayers, and $600,000 of that had allegedly gone, per documentation that we had seen, to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But you weren't allowed to talk about that. No, because that apparently was just, you know, fictitious, if you learned from Anthony Fauci right there, who told Dr. Rand Paul he didn't know what he was talking about. Well, it turns out the NIH said, and I quote, that in fact it did go through. And then it was going to the Institute of Virology. It was an unexpected result of the research that it funded, that it carried out in partnership with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So now we know it did happen. They went on to say, and let me quote here from a Vanity Fair article, just so we're all clear that this is not coming from a conservative source here. They say that the NIH based these disclosures on a research report that EcoHealth Alliance had sent to the agency in August. Now, they're saying it was roughly 2 years after they were supposed to have gotten the information. So perhaps maybe Dr. Anthony Fauci, if we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, didn't quite know what he was talking about. EcoHealth, however, told Vanity Fair that actually that's not right. They had made the information available much earlier. I think the only thing that we're left with here to conclude is that he should have known. He absolutely should have known. Fauci should have known. The NIH should have known that money was going for this very risky research. And then to try and cover it up after the fact, well, that's just, shall we say, a little bit weird, a little bit of a CYA kind of moment, which is apparently all anybody in Washington seems to want to do these days, which really leaves us, I think, fundamentally lacking trust in our government. In fact, Fauci has helped create this lack of trust. Because he says one thing and he's completely emphatic about it. And then he says another, and then he says another and another. And so we keep getting mixed signals and you're saying, well, what's real? What's not? ultimately, I think you have to go back to some of the source of this information. And when you see documentation that shows U.S. taxpayer money went to EcoHealth, which then went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, look, 1 + 1 = 2, right? And when Fauci says things like he said to Dr. Rand Paul in that hearing this summer, that try and, you know, twist words and make them seem like they're entirely something else, you need to think twice about that, which is why everything that's happening right now, it's important that you think twice about it. It's important. Let me get to another one of our sponsors here. When you think about how the Fed is trying to help you think about inflation, right? That it's just transitory and that it's not actually here for real, for long, and that somehow we're going to get through this. And yet Jerome Powell coming out last week and saying, oh, well, it may be with us for a little longer than you think. It's one of the reasons why I say you've got to diversify your portfolio right now. You have to make sure that you are protected against inflation, which is here and is going to get worse, at least before it gets better. The danger, of course, is that the Fed moves too aggressively to counter the inflation that we're getting, and then we run into market troubles. Either way, I still like gold. It's one of the reasons I personally invest in it, and I recommend that you take a look at diversifying into other things outside of just equities, right? You want to have that diversification, and one of the ways you can do that is through precious metals. So give my friends at Legacy Precious Metals a call today. You can call them at 1-866-589-0560. Again, that number is 1-866-589-0560. If you're watching the video version of this podcast, you see it right there on your screen. And it's one way to just prepare and hedge any challenges that may be coming our way. But really, I think that Fauci has really helped underscore is that Americans just don't trust the federal government right now. And that's actually a big problem unto itself, right? Because when you can't trust the government, then it leads to a whole slew of other challenges. But this is all self-inflicted because we have leaders and we have people in Washington, D.C. that will literally lie through their teeth just to save their own hides. Or they'll parse words, they'll talk about semantics, and they'll sit there and say things again like this. Remember,
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
So again, they want you to know it's not gain of function. And yet, and again, I'm going to go back to the Vanity Fair article just so everyone knows this is coming now from both sides. I mean, you heard conservatives initially very, very concerned. Don't forget it was Donald Trump back in April of 2020 that cited the Wuhan Institute of Virology and its role in the release of this virus, which was immediately treated as fake news, was immediately condemned, including by Fauci himself. And now we hear, I quote, on Wednesday, the NIH sent a letter to members of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce that acknowledged two facts. One was the EcoHealth Alliance, a New York City-based nonprofit that partners with far-flung laboratories to research and prevent the outbreak of emerging diseases, did indeed enhance a bat coronavirus to become potentially more infectious to humans, which the NIH described as an unexpected result of the research that it had funded. Okay, so now it's very clear. We know that we had a role in funding this. Whether or not it actually came from that lab, that still needs to be investigated. That still needs to be determined. Biden's team had promised they would. Initially, the investigation, don't forget, had been shut down prior to Biden being elected, or actually, I should say, right after Biden was elected. So that the investigation was going on, Biden's elected. One of the first things he did, his first week in the Oval Office, was to shut down that investigation because, you know, it was fake news to think that maybe it might have come out of Wuhan. That was a Donald Trump thing. And then we got word, actually, the Wall Street Journal did a lot of reporting on this, that there were people working in the lab back in November of 2019 that came down with symptoms in Wuhan that were exactly identical to what you would see with coronavirus. And then it emerged that, well, this was a lab that didn't really have much in the way of safety standards. And so the concern became, in fact, that maybe it did come right out of there. Not deliberately. I'm not saying that. It was most surely a mistake if, in fact, it came from there. But there's certainly reasons to be investigating it. Why would you shut down the investigation? So the Wall Street Journal did that reporting. And then all the pressure was on the Biden administration. They said, okay, well, we're going to do this investigation. So they investigated it for 3 months and came up with nothing. So we're exactly right back where we started, except now we know. Now we know the truth that our own National Institute of Health did use our taxpayer money to fund gain-of-function research, despite what they're telling us at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So there are a lot of questions right now. We need to keep asking them. I encourage you to go to my website, trishaintel.com. We've done a ton of reporting on this. I want you to sign up for my newsletter. I'm there every single day. My team and I will email you all the stories that we are watching and all those stories that we are investigating for you. Plus, you get this podcast directly to your email box. So do go and sign up for trishintel.com, my daily newsletter there. And I will see you right back here tomorrow.